out of bed, and out of ideas. Back to more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
On Star 102.5.
I am having to retrain my brain and learn something that I've always done one way, an entirely new way.
Warning.
I'm so scared right now.
This is a public service announcement from those of us on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt show.
I am having to learn how to drive with my left foot.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, I had this surgery on my right foot, and so I have a walking boot, but my foot just swells. It's still swelling a lot, so I just wear it every now and then, and the rest of the time, I'm doing my little knee scooter, but when it comes to driving, you're not supposed to be driving.
Okay.
When you have a boot, but I found this company that makes these left foot accelerators for people who are, have some mobility issues, like myself right now. And so it's just this thing I put in on the floor, and then the pedal on the left, and it obviously has something that pushes on the actual gas pedal. So I'm having to I drive with my left. I'm accelerating, braking with my left foot, so it's retraining which way I go for the accelerator, not in the brake. Now, I did practice before I had my surgery. I had already purchased this thing. So I have had some practice. This morning was not my first time. But it is still tricky. It's just such a habit.
Was this your first time, though, on the open road?
No. I've been...
You say practice, I think I'm hoping and praying that it's like a parking lot.
Yes, like when you're getting your permit.
No. Yeah, so I will say it's a little jerky. I don't have the finesse on the brake.
If this were a movie, the siren when the nuclear reactor is going off and melting down would be playing in the background right now. This is not safe for the rest of us.
No,
it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I'm getting the hang of it.
No,
but I do have to really focus. I have to be very.
Which you're terrible at.
Right.
Well, I'm getting better when it's my only option.
When it's your only option.
I can't get overly confident. There's no talking on the phone.
So you spent $55 for Chick-fil-A, but you won't get an Uber?
Well, now, where am I going to consistently get an Uber at 4:15 in the morning?
Kurt! Darn it!
If you can tell Colleen is not wearing deodorant, you're not social distancing.
Ew!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.